I would like to start welcoming all of you, but especially my dear sister Margaret Chan, with whom we have been working last 6 months at least, in a weekly basis. But more important than that, we are committed to improve our cooperation to implement this framework for action that we just got approved this morning in the conference. I will make five comments. The first one is, why this conference? Why ICN2, 22 years after? For you have seen the numbers, the figures that we have been talking about, but to summarize them, what we saw the last, let's say, two decades is the number of hunger people coming down, but the number of obesity is spread nowadays, not only in developing countries, but also in developed countries. Especially, we are concerned about developing countries and middle-income countries, those countries that had made great progress in bringing down poverty and hunger, are now facing an epidemic of obesity. And children are the most affected again. So in summary, we did lots of things, but we need to do much more. And we need to focus more, and not only on hunger, but also malnutrition, all forms of malnutrition. This is why we are here. Second, how we believe that ICN2 can help. How we believe that the adoption of this political declaration and the framework for action can help. First, because it will allow us a better coordination. Nutrition is not only related to health and agriculture. There's a lot of other partners. Education, UNICEF is involved, the emergency issues. We have also private sector, civil society on board. We needed to improve the mechanism of coordination among our agents. We need also to strengthen our work in the 8 areas that are listed in the framework for action. I will just listen there for you. Sustainable food system for healthy diets. This is the new approach that we want to push. Nutrition, education and information, social protection, resilient health systems, wasting, stunting, childhood, overweight and obesity, water sanitation and hygiene, food safety and antimicrobial resistance, and of course, accountability. We want to be accountable. We want the countries to commit and to be accountable on the nutrition agenda that we will put for the next decade. My third point, who will take this agenda forward? Who will be accountable for it? And the short answer is all of us. We want to share responsibility, but making very clear that governments come first. Governments have the primary responsibility to bring nutrition to be a public issue. We don't want anymore to treat nutrition as a private thing. We don't want that the family or even the person be responsible for their own nutrition. We want the society, want the public to be present with laws, with regulation, with standards that will be looking for improved nutrition issues at country level. My fourth point, where will nutrition action take place? When we will start? I think that we already did. We have a lot of commitments coming on. you have seen the speech. We have asked the governments to come here, not to just applaud and say good things about nutrition that we all like to hear. We asked them to come here and present their plans of action, to commit on what they're going to do in the coming decade. And we are also supporting them from WHO and from FAO side to improve their own capacity. I would like to stress also the importance of the Expo Milano 2015 next year, that will be exactly about that healthy lives, what we are looking for. My last comment, when do we expect to see results? Well, it will depend. Many results will come after some years because they take time to be implemented and to get the feedback. But you can see from now on, one, important results. The two agents here, the main responsible for this conference, will join the Rome-based agents to improve our own capacity on nutrition. FAO is doing that. We are renewing our division of nutrition. We are implementing technical capacity at the country level in different areas, starting from Africa. Till the end of the year, we will have in Africa at sub-regional level specialists in nutrition in each FAO office. So with that, we want to say that we already started to present results of this conference.